The Ghana Registered Nurses Association has asked the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to remain resolute in the discharge of its duties. It said it will support the commission to resist all attempts by any person or groups of persons to distort the structure of the pay policy. Its president, Kwaku Asante-Corbia, said failure of the commission to be resolute will heighten the tension from organized nurses and midwives who have been victims of discrimination, marginalization and injustices. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Asante-Corbia called for strengthening of the mandate of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to enable them to deal with issues of salary administration. Here's a report by Brighton Trauma.
The Ghana Registered Nurses Association says it is the only group under the health service providers which has never embarked on strike since the implementation of the single spine salary structure. It is guided by the resolve to put patients first and also respect the tenets of the labor law. The president of the association, Kwaku Asante-Corbia, blames the National Labor Commission for the distortions in the health front with regards to the implementation of the single spine salary structure. He said the ruling by the commission placed graduates and transfer masters a step ahead of their colleagues in the nurses and midwives has heightened tension among the nurses. He said the NLC has no business to order adjustments since it is the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission which has the mandate to do so. He is therefore not surprised that the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has appealed against the ruling of the NLC. Mr. Asante-Corbia therefore pledged unflinching support to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission in discharging their duties fairly and without fear, favor and discrimination.
We therefore unequivocally implore the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to remain resolute in the discharge of their duties fairly and without fear, favor, and discrimination. We will lend the necessary support to the Commission to resist all attempts by any person, group of persons, or any established institution of state to distort the comprehensive structure of the pay policy technically created out of a rigorous exercise that involved well-meaning stakeholders. Failure of the commission to do so will heighten the tensions from aggrieved nurses and midwives who have been victims of discrimination, marginalization and injustice. Furthermore, we call for the strengthening of the mandate of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to enable them to deal with issues relating to the salary administration of this country pragmatically and to make their mandate where the bars must stop. Meanwhile, we appeal to our members of the noble profession to remain calm as we take practical steps to ensure that nurses and midwives are not shocked in the current development at the labor front and be made worse off.
The news conference was attended by all national and regional executives of the association.
Brighton Trauma's report.